Hi, this is Justin Coletti of Sonic Scoop. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of the Sonic Scoop podcast. And today I'm going to give you my top three takeaways from the MixCon Masterclass from Cohen Heldens. He just put on a great mix walkthrough for us as part of MixCon. And I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version in this week's podcast with three key takeaways that I think you can start putting into your own music production and mixing work right away. In case you're not familiar with Cohen Heldens, he is an amazing mix engineer. He's worked on platinum selling and diamond selling releases. He's worked a lot, particularly in hip-hop and R&B, where he's worked with absolute legends like Timbaland, Dr. Dre, Scott Storch. He's worked with Kanye West, Lil Wayne, XXXTentacion, and so many others. And whatever genre you work in, I think there's going to be some awesome takeaways and insights for you here as well. I'm going to get right into it with a little bit about his approach to the 80-20 rule and his thinking around that. It's a little bit different than mine, and I absolutely loved this when I heard him say this in his masterclass. What exactly did he say about 80-20 engineering? I'll let you know in just a second. The only thing I've got to do before we get into it is give the briefest of shout-outs to this week's sponsors. First, big thanks to Sound ID Reference, Sonarworks, who makes Sound ID Reference, sponsored his major MixCon presentation, and it's an absolutely great fit because he uses it on all of his headphones. It was a super essential thing for him when he's a little bit of a nomad going from studio to studio and needing to have great referencing on the go anywhere he went, and he used Sound ID Reference for that. So it's a big part of his approach. It's on every single mix he does. So if you're looking for a solution so that you can trust your headphones, your monitor, or your room's better, definitely check out Sound ID Reference. Big thanks also to Sound Toys, sponsoring this podcast from the beginning. Try out any of their awesome creative mixing effects for free for 30 days over at soundtoys.com. Last, certainly not least, FabFilter, sponsoring the podcast this month, also making awesome mixing effects and some cool instruments as well. Check out anything they make for free over at FabFilter.com. All right, let's get right into it. I actually have a popular episode of this podcast that's about the 80-20 rule as it applies to audio engineering. But Cohen said something really interesting on this. He says, I take an 80-20 approach to mixing. And here's how it goes. 80% listening, 20% actually working. And I thought that was amazing. And as soon as I heard that, it resonated with me so much because the better that I've gotten at this, or at least the more mature that I've gotten in mixing and particularly in mastering, which is what I do now, the more respect I've gained for listening and not twiddling, not messing around with knobs, not going in and playing around with plugins. And I think this is one of the biggest hangups that I saw in myself early on and that I've seen in so many other mixers, audio engineers, producers early on, and one of these humps that they have to get over. There's this compulsion that we have to go in and start twiddling things. Oh, we're not working yet because we're not EQing. We're not being productive. We haven't opened a compressor and started twiddling around with it. No, save it. Wait a second. Actually stop, listen, and evaluate. And that is a big thing for Cohen Heldens. And it comes up again and again in this presentation that he's looking to solve problems. Because if there isn't a problem, what are you doing? Sometimes the best thing you can do is leave things alone. So that was a huge key takeaway for me, where he thought about 80% listening, 20% actually working. And that's how a mix should go. And man, I think if you could get even halfway there to that kind of ratio, and I don't even know if Cohen himself actually gets all the way there to that kind of ratio in his work. Maybe he does. But if you can get even halfway there to 80% listening, 20% actually working and fiddling with knobs, the amount your mixes will improve. My goodness, definitely give it a try. Because the biggest thing is having an end vision for where are things right now, what needs to change about them to make them sound good. And then now this minor part is actually doing the thing and tweaking it and using the EQ and using the reverb and using the compressor. If you have that figured out already, where it is now, what's wrong with it, and what direction it should go in, then the getting there isn't that hard of a part. The getting there is so hard often for people because they haven't spent the time evaluating what actually needs to happen. So 80% listening, 20% working. Man, if you can get even halfway to that kind of ratio, I think you'll hear your stuff improve. This brings me to the next thing, which is that he has a less is more approach to mixing. This came up too with Quentin Q. Gilkey in his MixCon presentation. I also have a podcast episode about the three takeaways from him. And this is one that they kind of share, that idea of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you'll see that there's a handful of elements on his mix that Cohen does not touch at all. He just doesn't even touch him because there's no problem for him to solve. All right, that's a quick one. So number three, and this is where I think a lot of you are going to like this tip because this is where we get a little bit geeky. He seeks to first correct and then enhance. So he's looking for problems to solve first, correcting, before he goes into enhancing. And he starts off his mix by looking at the lead vocal. And he puts a little bit of a compressor on there just to give it a little bit more dynamic control. But really the heavy lifting in the initial stage is with a dynamic EQ that's targeting several frequencies in the high mids to keep that vocal from getting harsh on certain words, certain phrases, certain letters, certain syllables. And that dynamic EQ is actually working pretty hard in his mix. And you really hear so much more of an expensive polish once this dynamic EQ is put on. And it's there to solve problems, but only when they occur. But then after this dynamic EQ that's targeting some harshness, there is a de-esser to control some sibilance in the vocal that the dynamic EQ doesn't take care of. And only after he's done that step of kind of correcting, of getting rid of the issues in the vocal that could rub us the wrong way or really take us out of having a positive experience with the track, only then does he seek to enhance. And this gets us into our next takeaway. I guess there's going to be four takeaways in this one because two is kind of cheating. It was so short. So here's a fourth takeaway for you, which is that he does his enhancement in parallel most of the time. So you'll see Cohen in his mix do a lot of parallel processing. Again, for example, on his vocals, he looks to enhance them, sweeten them, fatten them up with parallel processing. And actually the vocal is one place where he doesn't do that much parallel processing at all. He kind of turns it off and says, ultimately, we could take a less is more approach on the vocal and just do the correction and not worry about enhancing it even further. But then there's other elements, whether kick drums or synths or snares, where he does go pretty far forward with some parallel processing. For example, there's an 808 sound, really low bass instrument in this R&B mix he's working on, and in parallel, he applies distortion to it. So he has the main 808 track, and then in parallel, next to it, a separate version of that same 808 track that has a distortion pedal on it, and he actually takes all the low end out of that parallel track. So he's just distorting the high frequencies on that 808, and it's done in parallel processing. He does the same kind of thing with snare drum, same kind of thing with kick drum, where he's looking to fatten up, enhance, and sweeten these things in parallel. So those are my really big takeaways from here. 80% listening, 20% actually working. Less is more. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Then seek to correct before you enhance. And he's often doing that with dynamic processing, whether that's dynamic EQ, de-essers, that kind of thing. And then he's looking to do his enhancement, that final step of massaging and improving each sound, often by leaning pretty heavily into parallel treatment. There's more you could learn from here, his approach to effects and mix bus and all that stuff, and I'll leave that to the main MixCon presentation for you to check out in detail. We'll be sure to link to that here on the screen in the show notes down below. There's also a great Q&A session with him where he answered a ton of questions from the audience. Big thanks again to Sonarworks Sound ID Reference for sponsoring his MixCon presentation, making that free to the public. Cohen uses that in every single mix that he does. Also, big thanks to Soundtoys, making some of my favorite creative mixing effects in the known universe. Check out anything they make for free over at soundtoys.com. And last, certainly not least, FabFilter. Check out anything they make for free over at FabFilter.com. We got some of the best plugin companies in the world sponsoring this time. If you want something totally for free, we're giving away thousands of dollars worth of free gear over at the MixCon Mega Giveaway. Go over to sonicscoop.com/MixCon Giveaway. That's sonicscoop.com/MixCon Giveaway to sign up for one of three chances to win a whole bunch of sweet free gear. If you want even more free stuff, we've also got a full workshop on mixing called The 5 Habits of Every Great Mixer. Check that out, sonicscoop.com/MixHabits. That's sonicscoop.com/MixHabits. Or check out our free workshop on mastering, the intro to mastering, over at sonicscoop.com/mastering101. That's sonicscoop.com/mastering101, totally for free. One of these days, if you're ready to go deeper, you've also got the full-length courses Mixing Breakthroughs and Mastering Demystified with yours truly. Think you're going to love them. Money-back guarantee on each, and they have improved the mixes and masters of hundreds, actually by now thousands of others who've used them. We've got great testimonials on them. I hope you become one of them one of these days too. All right. Thanks for hanging out with me. This has been Justin Coletti of Sonic Scoop. See you next time.